Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
And good day. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Friday. I'm your host, Jay Cruz. And yeah, let's just start off the show with saying it is my birthday. Normally, I would be more than willing to take a day off and just enjoy my birthday. But hey, at least we're talking sports, and the NFL season is now opening. There was an opening game last night, quite an exciting game with a photo finish, if you will. It reminds me, I got to talk about the clavicle, because that became a story during the Olympics. But the Baltimore Ravens making a solid comeback last night, last play of the game. I think there was 5 seconds left to go. Lamar Jackson fires a pass across the middle. The Ravens tight end two, Isaiah Lively, who had a pretty solid second half of the season last year, filling in for Baltimore's tight end one, Mark Andrews. He made an incredible catch in traffic, came down, it looked like he put his foot down, and Coach John Harbaugh was holding up the deuce. He said, let's go for two, let's not play for a tie here, let's go for a win. And, you know, as I'm kind of fading, watching the game, dozing off a little bit, you know, the excitement at the end certainly kind of woke, you know, re-woke me and just about anyone else watching. And, of course, the replays, they do review all touchdowns, and they do review things happening in the last 2 minutes of each half of the game. Turned out Isaiah Lively has, well, I don't know what his shoe size is, but he probably wishes he was one size smaller today. His big toe, his Sergeant Hulk, if you will, which you have to be a certain age to get that reference. For those who watched Stripes back in, I think, 1981 when it came out with Bill Murray's squad leader, Sergeant Hulk, the big toe, if you will, and that's where we're coming from. Anyway, the toe was over the line. Patrick Mahomes and his eloquent self and self-depreciating in the press conference afterwards in the Kansas City locker room said maybe he ought to switch to white cleats for the rest of the season, because the would have been tougher to tell if he was in bounds if his shoe was white. He's wearing a black cleat against the white back line of the end zone. And Kansas City holds on for a 27-20 victory. Now, of course, that meant it meant a lot of things. Obviously, there was fantasy implications, a touchdown for Jackson, touchdown for Lively. Naturally, the point spread was certainly imbalanced. The Chiefs go on to win and cover. They were favored by 2.5, had been favored by 3 leading up to the game, and then 2.5 most of yesterday. Had Baltimore's touchdown counted, and had they gone for 2 or not got the 2 points, they would have covered that spread and would have been probably better for all concerned, had they, especially if you are on side Baltimore. But nonetheless, an interesting opening game and a couple prop bets that were, I was lucky I took Lamar Jackson and over on rushing yards, and he had that in the first half. 62 is the over-under. He had 63 and ended up with, 112 yards rushing throughout the game. So Lamar Jackson is one of my fantasy quarterbacks in my league that we just drafted a couple weeks ago in the auction bid. So he's going to be my quarterback for the foreseeable future. So happy to see him have a good game. And you know, as a fan of the Raiders, it would have been nice to see the Chiefs go down one game. But it's interesting. I don't dislike the Chiefs in any way, shape, or form, even though I'm pretty much a West Coast and a Raider fan and a 49er fan. So they've done damage to, you know, two teams I pay most attention to. But my mom's from Kansas City and has been a lifelong Chief fan. So I'm kind of happy to see them having success here in her twilight years. She gets to enjoy dominance by her favorite football team. And, of course, you know, she'll text during the game at times, which is pretty cool. So football season is upon us tonight, Friday night, if you're listening live to the September 6th broadcast of the show. If you're listening to the replay on Saturday, maybe you can watch it on like NFL Plus Premium, where they replay games. If you're a subscriber, you can watch full replays or condensed replays. That's what I actually will do with the game tonight, as I have a little bit of band practice on a Friday night. Go figure. Yeah, my band practice is on Friday nights and haven't practiced for a couple weeks, just with the end of summer. One guy had surgery on his shoulder, his rotator cuff. I think I can mention that on the show since it's somewhat a sporty injury, the rotator cuff. Not as common as the Tommy John, which is something that almost every fantasy player dreads when they look on their lineup and see a little note next to some of their starting pitchers. A lot of, you know, solid pitchers starting off with good seasons ending up going on the injured list due to Tommy John surgery throughout the season. So this week in baseball and fantasy baseball playoffs, most leagues are wrapping it up this week with a few weeks to go in the season. It'll be time to get your playoffs up and underway. You have two fantasy baseball teams. One is a keeper league, which we keep about, I think, four or five players each season, and then we do a round-robin draft, or a snake draft, if you will, and there's no salary cap implications. You can keep players the following year, and you basically, if you draft somebody in the 12th round, you're going to get them in the 12th round next year. And that's interesting, especially when it comes to rookies and new players. And when those rookies and new players become superstars and all pros, after a couple seasons, they do get reevaluated, and they might be first-round talent, and you might have to give up a first round to keep them on your team if that is the case. My other team is a auction draft league, and we're in our second league. And I've played with a number of these owners in fantasy sports previous, where we've played about 4 or 5 years. I think baseball's been the longest running. Maybe the basketball league was the first one we did. Same ownership and commissioners and people running that league as well for the majority. There's a few different players here and there. We have a keeper league and a salary cap dynasty league in basketball. And this year they started a new football league. I was happy to be invited to play in that. And that season, well, that league kicked off and we had our draft. And last night was the first game with my franchise quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Would have been nice if that extra touchdown counted, maybe a two-pointer. But he had a solid game. And, you know, Lamar Jackson, he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. So totally cool with having him as my quarterback. Did pay a good premium in the auction, but I was able to kind of balance my budget and get enough players throughout the rest of the auction that you know, spending a high amount on him wasn't quite so bad. And, you know, I was going to try to go with a cheaper quality strategy and try to load up on running back and wide receiver a little bit, maybe try to get too deep, strong on both of those. But, you know, when I saw the prices of some of the quarterbacks going, I thought, yeah, this is kind of under what my original budget was for a handful of these players, where I think, you know, the top five, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, maybe Jalen Hurts, although he fell off a little bit last year, and Joe Burrow, who was injured last year. I think those are your top five, pretty much top to bottom. So I was pretty happy. And the top three, especially, in my opinion, Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson, definitely solid picks, solid players. And, you know, the thing with Lamar Jackson, there's a little bit of, you know, blowback or drawback to him and his playoff performances. He's, you know, won a couple MVPs. It's not taken the Ravens to a Super Bowl just quite yet. I think they're a solid team, even with last night's loss. I think they're the best team in their division, the AFC North, and I see them hosting at least one playoff game this year. If, if not more. In, you know, last year's game against the Chiefs, you know, ifs and buts were cherries and nuts. This would be that and other things, whatever you want to say. You know, but whatever happens. There was a player last year for Kansas City, a defensive player by the name Janarius Sneed, who made a couple incredible plays during the playoff run for the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl, one of which was in the game against Baltimore. Baltimore was driving. The Ravens were inside the five. It was either a handoff or a short pass. The Ravens runner was just about to cross the goal line. We're talking one step. Like, if when the foot lands, he's in the end zone. And Janarius Sneed of the Chiefs came up and made a great play, knocked the ball loose, causing a fumble. Chiefs recover. Ravens don't score. Chiefs end up winning by a little bit less than a touchdown, but they end up winning nonetheless. That was a huge key play. And I also questioned Baltimore's play calling back in that game in the AFC Championship, where Baltimore has always been a dominating running team. Obviously, they have the best running quarterback, who's one of the top five, six runners in the league, not just quarterback, Lamar Jackson, and a strong running game on top of that. But they put the game on Lamar Jackson's shoulders and trying to, you know, get him to pass. He threw like 40 times a game, and it's not his strength compared to his running and improvising. And I know that's something that, you know, the coaching staff and all NFL coaching staffs kind of definitely like to, you know, preach, and especially with the rule changes kind of going the way they have. But the trend that's been going for the last 10-plus years is the run-option quarterback coming out of college who can do a little of that and throw as well, a triple threat, if you will. And Lamar Jackson was able to do that. He won the Heisman in college. And, you know, I always thought, you know, why do these, well, obviously I know why. When they're investing, you know, big piles of money in the contracts these quarterbacks are getting now, which are just astronomical. You know, the going rate is $40, $50 million a year. When Brock Purdy's contract comes up soon for the 49ers, is he, you know, technically worth all that money? Could they pay that money to another quarterback and maybe even get better results? Is, you know, Brock Purdy a product of the excellent team designed by Kyle Shanahan and offensive play calling? So, you know, that's a question. Trevor Lawrence got a huge contract last year. Is he deserving of it? Not necessarily. Lamar Jackson got a big contract. Is he deserving of it? Pretty much. And he was going off the Deshaun Watson numbers, which Deshaun Watson really, in my opinion, didn't deserve the contract, especially with the baggage he brought and the performance he's turned in so far with the Browns. Subpar, and in fact, hot take, I think Cleveland is a team that was in the playoffs last year that won't be in the playoffs this year. That's my big hot take on them. In fact, I'm going to kind of go over some of the teams and their odds to make the playoffs according to one site called Bet Online and the futures. They're nice enough to send me this little thing before the season started, hoping to get my action, of course. So let's just kind of go through the team's odds to make the playoffs. Starting alphabetically, let's go with Arizona. If you bet on them to make the playoffs, you're going to get good odds, plus 275. You know, if you lay down, let's say you lay down $10, you win $27.50. Arizona had about 6 wins last year, so I'd say that's a pretty long shot. The Atlanta Falcons, if you bet on them to make the playoffs, you're gonna lay a little more than you're gonna get. You're gonna have to put up $19 to win 10. Falcons pretty much the favorite in the AFC South. Kirk Cousins coming in, and if he stumbles, you got Michael Penix, a promising rookie, and some good new players coming in as well. Baltimore last night, they look good even in the losing effort to the Chiefs. Their odds to make the playoffs, gonna have to lay down $28 to win your 10. They're a minus 280 to make the playoffs. The Buffalo Bills also heavily favored to make the playoffs, basically a minus 170. That's $17 win 10, or 170 to win 100 in that case. Carolina Panthers, super long shots to make the playoffs. You bet on them to make the playoffs, it's going to be a return of plus 450. They put up $10 and win $45. That's a super long shot on the Panthers. Chicago is an interesting team. They're in a fairly tough division. Teams that improved last year. Used to be kind of an average division. Looks like it might have three or four playoff teams or teams challenging for the playoff position this year. That's the AFC North. Used to be called the Black and Blue Division when Bud Grant didn't allow heaters on the sidelines, for those that remember that as well. You probably remember, got the Sergeant Hulka reference as well. Chicago, to get into the playoffs, is minus 105. So you lay down $10.50 to win $10. That's pretty close to even money. And I enjoyed watching and getting to know more about the Bears in the HBO program Hard Knocks. This is the first season or first year in my history that I've actually watched all the Hard Knocks episodes before the season started. I was watching the Jets Hard Knocks last year, and I got a couple episodes behind, and then Aaron Rodgers was hurt, and I'm like, why bother? Oh, that's kind of a bunch of hype for nothing at this point. This next team could be intriguing on the yes-no playoff bet. Actually, they're kind of favored to get back into the playoffs. They didn't get in there last year, and that had pretty much everything to do with Joe Burrow missing the majority of the season. He wasn't healthy when he played, and then that was a Monday night game. He was throwing some warm-ups, and then he just doubled over in pain. His arm was unable to take it. So the Bengals are a minus 250. That's a 25 to 10 odds there. Took me a while to figure out who this team was. I just basically came out and said I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. So that would be a minus 165 proposition. Lay $16.50 to win 10. And that's the Cleveland Browns. I think they had a great defense, pretty solid team, and last year they got lucky on quarterback play where they had to find Joe Flacco off the street to get in and get them into the playoffs. Deshaun Watson, I think he's lost more than a step with his off-the-field issues, being suspended because of those off-the-field issues, having a target on his back, and he just hasn't been active for a long time. And, you know, I am certainly no expert, but I know enough about the game to see what I see. And Deshaun Watson certainly was lacking arm strength last year on a couple throws that are kind of basic and something he had made previously. So I don't like Cleveland's chances with him as their quarterback. I just don't like him as a player. I think he's already past his prime and just a little too much baggage going on with him. The Dallas Cowboys, minus 175, that's 17.5 or $175 to win 100 if you bet on them to get into the playoffs. The Denver Broncos are a heck of a long shot, minus 1,000. That's big odds. Denver will be going with quarterback Bo Nix, someone they drafted out of University of Oregon, and somebody I definitely liked watching him last year. He has experience, started 51 games in college. And Sean Payton, who I think is a little overrated, they tend to call him a genius in some NFL circles. Anyone who has a great quarterback, in his case Drew Brees, they get called a genius. He wasn't such a genius with Russell Wilson. In fact, the team gave up a lot of money for him to cut Russell Wilson, who's now the Pittsburgh Steelers' problem, and apparently has been dealing with a calf injury all through training camp. But Sean Payton has got that new quarterback. Bo Nix certainly got a lot of potential, and I think Bo Nix will be good. He was good in college. There's no reason, you know, once he gets through the learning curve, he shouldn't be good in Denver. I don't think they're going to get there quite this year. I think they're going to have some improvement. They did have some improvement last year. Defense is playing well, and Russell Wilson played fairly well at times, too. But their first game, basically rookies don't do so well in their first game, seemingly, you know, especially in the major positions like quarterback, sometimes receiver. With the exception of last night's game with the Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy scoring two touchdowns, and that has a lot to do with his blazing speed, and he's on a very talented team that knows how to use those talents. But I think Denver struggles in the opener. They will take on the Seahawks in Seattle, and the Seahawks might be a little bit of a dangerous team to watch this year. I'm just saying. They've been a pretty good team the last couple years. 2 years ago ahead of pace, last year behind pace, costing Pete Carroll his job. We'll get to their odds a little bit later. But Denver, 1,000 to 1 on that. The Detroit Lions, it's going to cost you a little bit if you want them to get into the playoffs, minus 220. You're going to have to lay down $220 to win $100, $22 to win $10. The Lions, of course, will not be sneaking up on anybody. They sort of snuck up a little bit on teams last year. You know, they won the opener, a big one against the Chiefs, and, you know, stayed strong. You know, they could have been in the Super Bowl last year. And while Dan Campbell, coach, and his aggressive let's roll the dice almost every time kind of got the Lions to that certain point, you know, there is a certain point where maybe you don't need to gamble and you should do the pragmatic thing. I'm, of course, talking about when the Lions had like a 3-touchdown lead and they decided to go for it on fourth down instead of kicking a field goal, which would have given them a 24-point lead early in the second half. Anyway, Detroit definitely is favored to get into the playoffs. Green Bay also minus 160. They came a long way last year, and they've almost beat the 49ers as well. Jordan Love turned out to be every bit as good as the Packers thought he was, and I think they extended his contract a year early, but they know more about that than I do. So Green Bay a favorite to get in there. Houston was a big surprise last year. And the odds say they're not going to be a surprise coming up this year. You know, a no bet on them would be profitable at plus 160. Lay down $10, get 16 back. The Texans are going to have a tough schedule playing the first place schedule. They're not going to be a surprise. Teams know they were formidable. C.J. Stroud, second year as quarterback. He's going to have Stephon Diggs to throw to, Joe Mixon to hand off to. And they got a great coach, D'Amico Ryans, who was a player with the Texans and a coordinator defensive side of the ball with the 49ers before taking the Houston head coach job last year. And he and C.J. Stroud, both as rookies, getting into the playoffs. The Texans are a minus 200, so that's a minus 2-1 odds. The division rivals for Houston that they play in the opener are the Indianapolis Colts. They are pretty much favored to not make the playoffs, or a no bet on them would be at minus 170. I think the Colts, a really solid defense, good coaching. They did lose Gardner Minshew in free agency to the Raiders. He was their backup quarterback, but played much of the season last year and was within a game of getting him into the playoffs. Anthony Richardson is slated to be the starter. You talk about running quarterbacks, he likes to run a little bit more than throw, and I stayed away from him in the fantasy draft, even though he's got outrageous potential. I'd rather go with somebody who's cashed in on that potential, if possible, than somebody who has the potential. I did nominate Anthony Richardson because I've seen him go super high in auction drafts, and I think he went for over $50 in our league's auction draft. I was reading on one of the many NFL sites, I think on Facebook, where they talked about a game between the Bengals and the Colts, and I can't remember if it was one of those joint practices where they, you know, practice against each other for a couple days and end up fighting because, you know, they're not on the same team and they need to take out their aggressions, or if it was an exhibition game. But at some point, I think it was like the second or third series, Bengals defensive players started chirping, going, this guy doesn't want to throw the ball. He looks to run first every play. So that was kind of a reason for me to stay away from him. He's going to have to develop that, and let's hope for him and Colts fans that he eventually does. The Jacksonville Jaguars are favored to make the playoffs at minus 16, minus 160. So they were on their way last year, and then Trevor Lawrence had a bit of an injury, and the team sort of fell apart. It's kind of a make-or-break year for Trevor Lawrence and Coach Doug Peterson. This is their, I think, third season together. So, you know, Jacksonville had been in the playoffs, had a big comeback win a couple seasons ago against the L.A. Chargers, and then last year kind of fell back. So they're a team that might take advantage of a weaker schedule. especially with Houston in their division having the tougher schedule. And one more team before we wrap up and go to our first break today on Fantasy Sports Friday. They won last night. They're minus 55, the Kansas City Chiefs, with a minus 55 odds to get into the playoffs. And I think that is the highest favorite. I mean, they are, you know, the defending champions, and they're going for a three-peat, so you have to put up $55 to win $10 if you're looking for Kansas City to get to the playoffs. I'm Jay Cruz. We're looking at Fantasy Sports Friday futures for the NFL on getting into the playoffs. Also, we'll talk a little bit of baseball and other stuff as we continue on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And let's continue Fantasy Sports Friday here on HealthyLife.net Radio. Left off with the Kansas City Chiefs odds to getting into the playoffs this year, and they're pretty high that they will, they're pretty much favored to get in. Will they win another Super Bowl and three-peat? I'll have to look that up later. The Raiders are a minus 40, $40 to win. Bet $10 to win 40 on, or actually the yes for the Raiders would be a plus 30. So you put down $10, you can win 30. You have to put up $40 to win 10 if you say the Raiders won't make the playoffs. Their division rival and first opponent in week number one, the L.A. Chargers, now led by Jim Harbaugh, who's pretty much got the Midas touch. He had a pretty good NFL career, played for the Bears, later the Colts, later the Chargers, worked with Coach Mike Ditka. One of my favorite Harbaugh moments back when he was still playing, he was a young quarterback, maybe a rookie, maybe a year or two into the league. I believe he was a rookie. And I, you know, watched him at Michigan. He was a, you know, quarterback with some stats coming into the pros. And he was with Bears. Anyway, he called an audible early in the season, and as he came to the sideline, old Coach Mike Ditka let him have it. And Ditka wasn't shy. He let you have it. He did not sugarcoat criticism of players. And I don't know. I just thought it was kind of one of the funniest things, because Harbaugh kind of shrugged it off, and everyone else was like, oh, we don't want to upset Ditka. Well, Harbaugh has a lot of Ditka in him, if you will, and also old Michigan coach Bo Schembechler. And he's got a lot of that old school in him. The Chargers, before the season started, originally were predicted to have a win total of 6.5. That was quickly moved up to 8.5 once people realized Harbaugh's had success everywhere he's been. He turns around teams pretty quick. And this Charger team is not so bad. They had a bad season last year because they sort of fell apart internally. They had some injuries to some key offensive players. You know, much of that team is back. They've reloaded offensively. They're a little younger and probably going to be a little more of a physical run-the-ball kind of team. You know, that's where I see them taking a step back. Defensively, they're still going to be very strong. And Justin Herbert's going to benefit from Jim Harbaugh as a quarterback. For them to make the playoffs, not terribly long shot odds. A yes would be 15 to 10. So lay down $15 to win 10. A no, you'd put down $10 to win 12. So they're kind of, people are thinking they're going to get in the playoffs. The other LA team, slightly less intriguing odds. The Rams also picked to win about 8.5 games over under. A minus 13, minus 130 for them to get into the playoffs. So put up $13 to win 10. And pretty much even money on them to get into the playoffs. On no, you would lay down 13 to win 10. So the Miami Dolphins also favored to get back in. You know, they've been in there the last couple of seasons, have not won a playoff game yet. They're one of those kind of bubble teams. Are they going to stay strong and, you know, advance and maybe win a game this year? Or are they going to fall apart and not make the playoffs? Yes, making the playoffs is a slight favorite at minus 155. Minnesota is intriguing. Their draft pick, J.J. McCarthy, out of Michigan. Speaking of Jim Harbaugh, he blew out his knee in an exhibition game against the Raiders. He looked pretty good. You know, he led some drives, was completing passes, and then all of a sudden Monday after that Saturday night game, he needed surgery, and it turned out he's out for the year. So J.J. McCarthy is going to watch film and learn from Sam Darnold, who's become a bit of a journeyman, quite a talented player who spent last year with the 49ers. I think that's got to rub off on him in a positive way. And the Vikings are pretty good odds to make the play, pretty good bet to make the playoffs for odds. It'd be a plus 275, so 2750 if you lay down 10 on the Vikings to make the playoffs. The New England Patriots, super long shot, you know, and for longtime NFL fans that know the dominance of the Patriots, this is just a funny number. 8 to 1 for them to make the playoffs. And you know, pretty much a 16-1 odds them not making the playoffs. So you can see there's a big discrepancy there. Patriots over-under, I think, is 4.5. The Saints have a 17-10 ratio, plus 170 to make the playoffs, and a no of minus 210. The Saints in a division that they could make the playoffs. They could win the division. It remains to be seen. It's a competitive division because I think all the teams are just as average. I mean, you got the Falcons who have a little bit of love with Kirk Cousins coming in. You got the Saints and season number two with Drew Brees. Chase Young signed on the defensive side of the ball, coming over from San Francisco and the Washington football team before that. Tampa Bay made the playoffs last year with Baker Mayfield. He's back. And the other team, the Carolina Panthers, they need a lot of help. So anyway, the Saints could make the playoffs. That's not an outlandish prediction there. The New York Giants are a plus 400, so you lay down $40 to win 10, or lay down 10 to win 40 on the Giants. The Jets are a little bit more favored to make the playoffs. If you want them to make the playoffs, you'd put up $16.5 to win 10. The Eagles, who open their season tonight against the Green Bay Packers, two teams in addition to the Jets, out of four or five teams, maybe six, and have green in their uniform. You could throw the Seahawks in there with a teal and green, the Jaguars, Aquamarine, the Jets, of course, maybe Miami. But Green Bay and Philadelphia, they're pretty much dressed in green. They're playing in a stadium in Brazil that the NFL did no homework or advanced scouting on. And that team, that stadium of Sao Paulo, Brazil, hosting a local soccer team. That local soccer team's number one rival wears green, therefore that color has been banned. So if you tune in to Peacock tonight, which you may or may not have, and it's the one network, I think, besides maybe NFL Plus Premium, that you can get this game on, and you see some interesting colors that are nowhere close to green, it will be the Eagles and Packers. The Eagles getting into the playoffs is a minus 250, so 25-1 there. The Steelers mentioned them. Russell Wilson turned out he's had a calf injury, and there's still a chance Justin Fields might have to start, even though Wilson's been named the starting quarterback. An 18-10 ratio on if you want them to make the playoffs, put up 18, win 10. If you don't want them to make the playoffs, which might be the bet this year, 22-10, minus 220 on the Steelers. 49ers to get into the playoffs, you're going to put up 45 to win 10. If you want to be outlandish and think the Niners don't make the playoffs, put up 10 bucks and win 32.5. The Seahawks, if you say they're going to get in, you get a little bit of premium return on your odds, plus 18.5, 185, and a no would be minus 225. I think the Seahawks might surprise some teams this year, especially their defense is going to probably carry them, as it has quite a bit. Tampa Bay, plus 145 to get into the playoffs. They did make it last year. Baker Mayfield has been signed, sealed, and delivered. He's their long-term quarterback. The Tennessee Titans, I think, going to be one of the worst teams in the league this year. We'll wait and see. With that being said, they'll probably win the division. It's a 4-1 odds on them making the playoffs. And the Washington Commanders, a plus 2750 to your $10 bet to make the playoffs. They, you know, they only have to really worry. They'll be better than the Giants, so we'll see if they can handle the Cowboys and the Eagles in their division. And they've got a very promising franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels. I'm Jay Cruz. Thanks for listening today to Fantasy Sports Friday. We have a little bit more to go right after this break.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Dead Foundation.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
All right, we're back. Fantasy Sports Friday on HealthyLife.net Radio. I'm Jay Cruz, kind of taking a look at the preseason odds on the teams. They're predicted to get to the playoffs, maybe win the Super Bowl, or how many regular season wins they might have. Now, if you're, you know, someone who might put a little interest in one of these and make a bet, keep in mind you won't get paid off till the end of the season. But sometimes there's some good value if you follow the games, follow the teams, and have a definite opinion on someone either being as successful or much more successful than than last year. Keep in mind, each year there's about half of the teams that get into the playoffs were not there the season before. So there's going to be a few that, you know, are going to get back, and you can probably count those three or four teams on you know, one hand. You got the Chiefs, you got the Niners, probably the Lions and Eagles, and everyone else is, you know, kind of up for grabs. But regular season wins, this is where you got a chance to either root for or against a team throughout the season. I talked about a couple of those totals earlier. I kind of screwed up earlier in the summer when these lines were first posted. I saw the odds, or the season total on the LA Chargers was the same as the Las Vegas Raiders at 6.5. And I thought, Jim Harbaugh in his sleep is going to lead that team to 6.5 victories. They've adjusted that to 8.5, meaning the Chargers would have to have a winning season. I still don't think that's bad, because I think the Chargers are going to have a winning season, at least 9 or 10 wins and make the playoffs. Jim Harbaugh just has that kind of record. So I definitely think the Chargers go past their win total, and there's a little bit more of a tax if you choose them to go over than under. But let's start alphabetically. Arizona Cardinals predicted the win 6.5. That's their over-under total, and better odds if you take the under. The Atlanta Falcons also, kind of a high number, 9.5. I think they won about 8 or 9 games last year in a division that I can't remember if Tampa Bay may have had a winning record, but somebody had to get in the playoffs. You know, the Falcons have improved their quarterback room. 9.5 victories seems, I say they're at about 9 wins, so I don't know about going on that. That's a number that Vegas is pretty spot on. They've got Baltimore at a predicted 10.5 over under. They're down one game already. I think they're probably good for 10 wins, so that is most likely a team that will go over. Buffalo is also slated to win 10.5, or their over under is 10.5 games. That's a tough one. I think they can win 10. I think the AFC East is going to be a little tighter this year with the Jets coming on, with if they have a healthy Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, we'll see what's up with Miami. But Buffalo lost a lot of offensive receivers in the offseason and have reloaded with some rookies and free agents. Carolina over under 5.5. I think they only won 2 games last year. They do have a new head coach. The Tampa Bay offensive coordinator has come in, so he's familiar with the division. And, you know, he had a good season with Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. He's got a young quarterback to work with. 5.5 games seems kind of lofty, although I could almost see them getting one in the weekend against the Saints, just because it's a division rival, and you just never know. Chicago's over under. The Bears are 8.5. They've got Caleb Williams, they got Rome Odunze, and they're a pretty good young team. I think that's a pretty good number to challenge you on 8.5. I think they do that and maybe win 9 games and challenge for a playoff position. Cincinnati has a fairly lofty over-under number. If you look at them not getting in the playoffs last year without Joe Burrow, they still won 9 games with Jake Browning as their backup quarterback. They should be able to win 10.5. Cleveland's over-under number is 8.5. I've already gone on record saying I don't think they return to the playoffs. I think the Bengals are a better team, and if Joe Burrow stays healthy, Bengals should be able to outlast the Browns and Steelers in this division. I don't like Deshaun Watson as a quarterback and as a person, you know, not going to get into that, but he's done some very questionable, sleazy things off the field. And I don't know if he's really come on and been able to lead that team quite yet. Last year, again, I saw some deficiencies in his throwing, and a quarterback, that's a position you don't want to have deficiencies at. I think Cleveland could pull off an 8-win season. They're still going to be a decent team, but I don't see them getting in the playoffs. I see the Bengals being better. Dallas Cowboys over under total 10.5. That's about right. I see them winning 10 and 11 games, making it tough. You go over or under. They still got the New York Giants on their schedule twice. A lot of questions. I think they win 10 games, so that's probably an under on that, but a high number. And they'll still probably be in the playoffs nonetheless. Denver Broncos over under number is 5.5. I almost think they can pull that off. I think they won 6 last year. And I think Bo Nix is, if nothing else, going to try very hard. There are going to be some rookie growing pains. But, you know, I think the Broncos have improved a little bit. I still think they're cellar dwellers in the AFC West. But I think that's a division where the second, third, and fourth teams have slightly better seasons. The Chiefs will probably still win the division and advance in the playoffs, but they might not get to 12 wins. It might be more of an 11 or 10 win season, because the Chiefs are going to have to play the Chargers twice in there too. But I think Denver can go over 5.5, probably good for 6. Detroit over under 10.5. I think the Lions can win 11 or 12 again. You know, depending on injury. If Jared Goff gets hurt, pray for this team. Light candles, cross toes, everything. I didn't see anybody really in the preseason that seemed like they would be a capable backup for Jared Goff. So the Lions need to protect him. Otherwise, they should make 10.5 wins. If that doesn't happen, again, pray for the Lions. Green Bay's over-under is 9.5. They came on strong in the second half of the season. Had a great playoff game against the 49ers. Just couldn't hold on for the win. Jordan Love definitely is a player. He's been given an extension. And Green Bay is going to challenge for the division championship or definitely the playoffs. Over-under 9.5. They're a 10-win team in my estimation. The Houston Texans got in the playoffs last year. Their over-under number is 9.5. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to sneak up on anybody. They have to play the first-place schedule, but they did make some improvements in the offseason. I see them at 9 or 10 wins, so that's a tough one to decide which way to go on. But I think the Texans are still going to be a decent team, whether they surprise or win the division. It will be up to how the other teams play in the division, one of which is Indianapolis. Their over-under is 8.5, and they play the Texans on the opening week at home. They'll have a healthy Anthony Richardson, which they didn't have much of last year, and hopefully for his cause, he's learning to throw from the pocket and not look to run first all the time. Although he's a devastating runner, he knows he's got Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick-type skills. So the Colts, 8.5. I think they could win 9 games. Jacksonville also over under 8.5. I think they're good for 9 wins as well. You're wondering where the losses in this division will come up. That's coming from Tennessee, who are we'll get to in just a minute. Kansas City Chiefs over under 11.5. I think they get 11. I don't think they get 12 this year. So I would probably cautiously say they would be on the under just because, you know, they do have an improved Charger, Raider, and Denver teams in their division. I could easily see them splitting with one or two of those teams. Probably not Denver. But they did split with the Raiders last year and have split with the Chargers in the past. I see the Chiefs probably 11 wins, still winning the division, still probably hosting a playoff game, still getting to the AFC Championship, if not the Super Bowl. The Las Vegas Raiders over under 6.5. I hope I'm not just being a fan saying I think they can get over these 6.5. They won 8 games the last two last year. Didn't do as good the season before. Josh McDaniels, who was let go last year. Antonio Pierce is really turned around in the culture. I think Gardner Minshew will be a big improvement at quarterback. They do lose Josh Jacobs out of the backfield, but they gained maybe one of the best college tight ends in the draft in Brock Bowers. He and the Raiders will be here in L.A. facing the Chargers. The Chargers over under 8.5. I think it was a lock at 6.5 that they go over that. And I think they go over 8.5. I think the Chargers are a 9-10-win team. As much as it hurts me to say, they'll probably do better. They'll probably get second place above the Raiders in this season. I think Jim Harbaugh is an excellent coach. The other L.A. team, the Rams, who recently did win a Super Bowl, then kind of faded, and then last year sort of faded back in. They had a couple of good rookies, Puka Nacua and Kyron Williams. This year they've also added Blake Corum, a Jim Harbaugh Michigan running back, who I'm sure Jim Harbaugh wouldn't have minded having on his Charger team. Went to the Rams. The Rams over under is 8.5. They made the playoffs last year. I think they win 10 games this year and make the playoffs, 10 or 11. And they might challenge the 49ers a little bit. But I think the Rams definitely go over 8.5. The Miami Dolphins are at an over under 9.5. They've been good the last couple of years, got into the playoffs. They just don't advance in the playoffs. And they're either going to take a big leap forward and win that division and get over the Buffalo Bills, although the Jets might be a challenge this year with healthy Aaron Rodgers, or they take a step back for the same reason, healthy Aaron Rodgers. I see the Dolphins going over 9.5, though, at least a 10-win, maybe 11-win team here. Minnesota, this is intriguing, over-under at 7.5. J.J. McCarthy, their future quarterback, will have to wait until next year to see the field. He with the torn ACL. Sam Darnold, who was a highly touted quarterback when he was drafted, but he went to really crap teams. He went to the Jets, you know, they weren't very good. And then he was with the Carolina Panthers. He couldn't even substantially win the Carolina Panthers' job. Kind of a journeyman, ended up playing backup for the 49ers last year. Got a little bit of playing time, but I'm sure he learned a lot just hanging out with Kyle Shanahan and crew. He's the starter in Minnesota. They've got Justin Jefferson and an over-under of 7.5. I think the AFC North will be an extremely competitive division. Detroit's improved. Green Bay's improved. Chicago and Minnesota also improved. I think the Vikings can at least win 8 or 9. Probably 8. The New England Patriots over-under is so low, 4.5. I got to think at some point they get a... Their defense is still pretty good. You know, and Jacoby Brissett, he's been around the league long enough. He can probably accidentally win 2 or 3 games. This number is so low, I got to think New England can get over 4.5. I just got to think they can do it. The New Orleans Saints over under is 7.5. I believe they can do that. I'm not sure if I think they win the division, although I'm not super sold on the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of other people are. I think if the Saints have a few things go their way, they can definitely do over 7.5 and might win the division. It's pretty wide open. The New York Giants, and if you watch the Hard Knocks series and watch them in training camp, I don't know, the over-under at 6.5, I'm probably conservatively saying the under. I think they have a tough division, and I just don't see quarterback Daniel Jones doing much to lead them. Although that guy, Tommy DeVito, the third-string quarterback who lives at his mom's house in Jersey, Tommy Cutlets, I just want to see that guy get back out. It's an interesting team. And the Giants have some good running backs that they've acquired to replace Saquon Barkley. We will see. Their defense will keep them competitive in the games they do win. The other New York team, this all depends on you-know-who, Aaron Rodgers. You know, last year he was Mr. Positive coming over to the new team. You know, he cut his hair, he shaved, he's trying to not be Mr. Ayahuasca, even though he still was. They had a positive off-season, an image makeover, if you will, and then, you know, what else can you go out and do to guarantee that there's no pressure? You go out and get injured on play number 4 of the game. This year, you know, there was talk he might try to get into the game season last year, you know, coming back from the Achilles. I mean, keep in mind, Aaron Rodgers has had a great career, but it's the better days are behind him. Does he have 1 or 2 years left? Maybe. Is he a young 40? Possibly. He's missed a couple, you know, better parts of a couple seasons. And the Jets are a heck of a team. Even without anybody a quarterback, they were able to win 7 games. And I got to put that on both good and bad. Coach Robert Saleh was able to keep that team afloat and focused to still win that many games. But with a guy like Joe Flacco, who was picked up by the Browns, helped lead them to the playoffs. Why did the Jets not think of the same thing? They're over-under total this year, 9.5. I think they win 10, 11 games. And that depends on a healthy you-know-who. Philadelphia opens up the season tonight in Brazil against the Green Bay Packers. And the Eagles are predicted to win over under total 10.5 games. I think they go over. They lost 6 of 7 at the end last year. Coach Sirianni definitely knows he's on the hot seat. They lost Jason Kelsey in the front line, but they're a pretty solid team, and I think they win about 10 or 11 games. I say 11. Pittsburgh Steelers are over under is 8.5, you know. This could be the year that Mike Tomlin does not make 500. So I thought last year was going to be the year, but somehow they not only made 500, they got into the bloody playoffs. They've completely revamped or changed their quarterback room. And it's a couple also ran journeymen at this point. Russell Wilson is trying to make a comeback to respectability. And Justin Fields, who doesn't have the backup and stats that Russell Wilson has, although he doesn't have the downside that Russell Wilson has. The Steelers might not make 8.5 this year, which would give Mike Tomlin his first losing season. And I sadly think that's going to happen. Sorry, Steeler fans. The 49ers, like the Chiefs, defending NFC champions, Super Bowl contenders, they're over under 11.5. I definitely think that's possible, although that's a lot of games. I think an improved L.A. team and a surprising Seattle and Arizona team, one of those teams is going to sneak up and upset San Francisco this year, maybe challenge and make things just a bit more difficult for them. But there's no reason they shouldn't be close to 11 wins, maybe 12. That's just a lot of wins. It's a tough one to really go on. Seattle's over-under is a little easier to take, 7.5. I think they go over that. I think they're going to surprise people this season. Tampa Bay's over-under, 7.5. They did that last year. They lost their head coach, but they've retained Baker Mayfield now as their franchise quarterback. We'll see which had more of an influence and was more important for Tampa Bay. They're over-under 7.5. The Tennessee Titans over-under is 6.5. I almost want to go on record saying that's a lock to take the under. I think the Titans could be one of the worst teams in the league this year. They lost a lot of key players. They lost their coach. Well, they fired their coach, and they let Derrick Henry go in free agency and haven't really done a lot of solid stuff to replace them. So an over-under at 6.5, I kind of go the under there. And the Washington football team, formerly called the Redskins, currently called the Commanders, an over-under of 6.5. They got Coach Dan Quinn, former Seahawks defensive coordinator, former Falcons head coach when he had Kyle Shanahan as his offensive coordinator when they gave up the 28-3 lead to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And he's been doing good coordinating Dallas's defense, except for last year in the playoffs. I think Dan Quinn brings a certain toughness and a new culture to the Washington football team. And they got one of the best rookie quarterbacks in the draft for the last number of years. He won a Heisman Trophy last year, Jaden Daniels. Their over-under is 6.5. I think they win 7 or 8 games for sure. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Next week, I'll know if I'm in the playoffs in my fantasy baseball leagues. I'm currently on the edge, but the tiebreakers look good for the most parts. But anything can happen. That's why we like to play Fantasy Sports Friday. You can catch the replays Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific time or on demand 24/7 here at HealthyLife.net once we put it up after the Friday airing. Happy birthday to me. I'm Jay Cruz signing off. Till next Friday.